a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back. Hey, everybody. Thanks for being with us. KSL's unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, joining you during the pandemic. How are we going to look back on these days, Scott, when we're doing the broadcast during the pandemic, during, you know, not really any sports going on, you know? Like, what are we going to look back and go, what are we going to think about this time? I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's like when you get really sick. And you just you try to remember what it's like to feel normal, and then when you get back to normal, you kind of forget about it.
Right, and I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, how are my kids going to remember this? It's like, you know, we can take our pictures of like, this was weird, this was closed, we moved during all this, you know, you weren't in school, blah blah blah. I was like, how are we going to really remember this? I think there's a little bit of that too, Scott, where we go, boy, that was weird, and then we can't even remember how weird it was. It was that weird, but
I think with time, we'll know, was it overblown, or did we kind of underestimate right. this?
And I think it's like everything too, where I wasn't alive during the Great Depression, and you know, but I heard tale from my grandmother.
I was, no, and it was weren't. Not fun.
My grandma used to, you know, tell us about some things, and I remember thinking, well, she's a little bit more important than we are. You know why? Because she went through something like that. But now, Scott, we can hold this over future generations' heads, okay? You weren't even alive during
the things
the
we
pandemic,
had to go through,
man.
Yeah.
Scott had to order food, and we had to eat it at a park, all right? Far apart from each other.
It was tough.
And they didn't even have the right cookies that I wanted. I couldn't believe it. All right. Hey, we got some special music to fire up during this final segment here. And that music helps us remember that we are doing Buy or Sell. Buy or Sell, brought to you by Online Trading Academy. Get a free 3-hour workshop. Just log on to tradingacademy.org. That is, or tradingacademy.com, tradingacademy.com. Scott, what do we do on Buy and Sell? What do you tell people?
Well,
we
talk about sports situations that we either like or dislike. And if we like them, we buy them. And if we don't, we sell them.
That's right. So let me start here. Let me start with this one here. Scott, you saw the news today of the NCAA allowing June workouts for the for players, pending, of course, their schools approving and the states where they're working out approving. What are the odds too? Are you buying the season starting on time? In college football, if June we can do some workouts, July we start some semblance of a camp up, are we going to be able to see the start of a season in September?
I am buying this big time.
Oh, look at Scott.
Yeah, this is a big deal to have this happen. If they said, well, let's wait a little while, let's kind of look into July, I think they would be too crammed to fit it in the right. I think they want it to start on time. It's the easiest, it's the least, you know, headache that they would run into as far as scheduling and and they'd really have to be scrambling to change and modify things. So I think they're very optimistic. I think they realize, the NCAA realizes, I think a lot of people, that we need sports to come back. They're right. coming back in all these other ways. So, yeah. I'm absolutely buying it.
All right. Well, look, that means does that mean you're buying the BYU-Utah game in September?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to see if you're buying in fully. That's what I was
and
saying.
And, you know, this is the year, Alex. I mean, especially with this pandemic. This could be the year right here. Because Utah will say, well, we had the pandemic. You know, I just, what, you know.
Yeah. Scott, the XFL didn't really take off like it thought it was going to. Vince McMahon says he's going to be buying the XFL, or could be trying to buy the XFL completely. Do you buy the XFL making some sort of a comeback at some point?
Oh, I'm lukewarm on this, only because if you can get college or high school kids to come into your league,
yeah,
and develop them as stars,
right.
Yes, okay. you could. This could be a viable thing. That's what they need to have. I think there's a side of me that's probably emotional on this. I just know how I benefited from being able to right. go to something similar, and so I hope, you know, maybe that's not good financial
talk
advice.
Talk about bad luck over the last two seasons.
Oh, it's
right?
been brutal. Yeah,
think about the AAF. The lies that they were told to be able to kind of go forward with that, and then they just got the rugs, you know, pulled out from under them. And then COVID-19, like so many budding businesses that probably could have gotten started, we will never know because it just was, you know, cut off at the knees before.
I'm not buying it, though. I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah, I still don't know. I don't know if Vince McMahon is still the guy to run it either.
Right.
He's an entertainment guy, and that's an entertainment. This is an entertainment business, ultimately.
But football's a serious entertainment.
But you have to have the talent. You got to have some superstars.
Right.
So, okay, Scott, are you – Sean Payton says Tampa Bay tanked to land Jameis Winston. Are you buying that story?
Well, if it's not Jameis Winston, I guarantee you almost every team in the NFL is figuring out.
Did you play for any teams that tanked? The Bengals are kind of a perennial tanker.
Well, they were kind of in the tank for years.
Right.
But yeah, because they're.
Or did you ever get the vibe like, I'm playing for a team that doesn't care? They're just making money and they don't really care.
Without question, that they. I think they kind of cared. They just didn't know how to care. You know, they just, like, we don't know how to do this. We don't know what we're doing. We're just kind of groping around in the dark. It felt that way a little bit with the Lions. You know, they didn't have a plan. In some form or fashion, every team in the NFL, whether it's pulling a player out for whatever reason so they don't get bonuses, this stuff goes on all the time. It would not surprise me. I'm absolutely buying this.
If teams in the NFL go ahead this season without fans, which is the way a lot of leagues are looking at this thing and how it's going to happen, they say they could lose $5.5 billion, according to Forbes magazine.
Dropping the bucket for the NFL.
Really? Well, so do you buy that? So the league says they're going to try to do everything they can to get fans in the seats. Do you buy fans in seats for more than half of the games in the NFL this year?
Here's where the NFL is going. And has gone since 1958 when they had the game of the century with Johnny Unitas and the Colts playing the New York Giants.
Right.
When they figured out, when we get our show on television, that's where the money is. And that's where it still is. I know people go to the stands. I know all of that happens. I know there's a significant amount of revenue that comes from fans in the stands, and that's true, but... the real money, the real deep, deep money comes from TV.
All right.
And so it's streaming. It's
a stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.